Hey, this is Randall.
And this is John.
From the Don't Wake the Kids podcast.
You're listening to our favorite podcast,
Weird. I hope you're ready for some funny.
Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Hello, Craig.
Hello, Aaron.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, you?
Happy Monday.
Happy for who?
Well, somebody.
Happy Monday.
It's a happy Monday somewhere.
Monday.
Oh, you know, I love that song. I'm a big Mama's Papa's fan. I don't know if you knew that about
Papa
that or not.
Papa John's fan.
Ugh. Hey, Papa John's out
He's
the
out.
Door. He is out the door.
He's taking the back seat.
He's gone.
Yeah, he had a little controversy.
Yeah, he did, NFL. What?
Yeah.
I don't talk about that.
No.
It's crazy.
He did something. He's still there, but he's taking the back seat. I guess he won't be doing commercials anymore.
January 8th. That's today. January the 8th. Actually, it's not today, but that's when we're releasing this podcast.
Shh. As far as they know.
Oh, it's today.
It's today.
Happy Monday, Craig.
Happy Monday, Aaron.
Episode 138.
We are, oh my gosh, like 142 away or 162 away.
Still no reviews.
162, is that right?
Yeah, something like that. No, we
no,
have...
No, 62. We're yeah. saying to 200. I don't know how to count.
We've got 61 reviews on iTunes, but we need more. We need more to show that, you know what, we're a real podcast.
I'm trying to talk Aaron off the ledge here. He's getting a little down the dumps.
Yeah.
He needs to have numbers. We need to have $1 million by the end of the year.
And I've already proclaimed that this is the year of weird.
It is the weird of year.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the weird of yearness.
Yeah. How are you? You got big plans this week? Work? Stuff?
Still coming down off that whole, like, being off from work for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
That'll do it. That's tough.
You can't relate, right?
Not really.
But you know what?
What?
I can't sling boxes like you.
No, but it's cold.
It is cold.
It's freezing cold.
It's currently right now, it's 15 degrees.
And that's not wind chill.
No.
That's
the actual 15.
That's official.
It was like 3 or something yesterday.
It's so cold. I walk outside and I can't move. It's just like, oh.
To be fair, you barely move inside.
Whatever. I'm the movingest mover I know.
Move. Let me see. See? You can't move.
Speaking of moving, you got tonight's top story, I hope. Here goes the top story.
Top story.
What is this word?
Passaic. Yes. Hey, we said that together.
What is Passaic?
It's a place.
It's a city.
Yeah, Passaic.
In Jersey. Okay, I'm with you now.
Jersey. You got to say it right.
Jersey. I didn't catch on real quick. I was reading this one. Passaic stabbing. I'm like, was that some kind of special stabbing used with only a special blade?
Hey, what did Delaware?
What?
A New Jersey. No, you're going to start that this episode.
Okay. Anyway.
Go ahead.
Now that I know what Passaic is. Reported... Passaic stabbing turns out to be intoxicated woman falling downstairs.
That's not stabbing at all unless she fell down the stairs onto a knife.
Maybe.
Let's
find out.
Go ahead and read the story.
A reported New Year's Day stabbing in Passaic turned out to be an intoxicated woman who fell down the stairs, according to police. Authorities initially investigated facial injuries to a Passaic woman. Do I have to say that word again?
Passaic.
Suffered at the Spear Village housing complex. Didn't fall on a spear. That's good. A housing complex around 5:15 a.m. as a stabbing, Deputy Chief Christopher Storzillo said. However, surveillance footage at the scene and exams from the doctors determined she fell down the stairs while intoxicated.
Why would she lie about being stabbed in the face?
She's drunk.
She just fell down the stairs.
Yeah. I got stabbed in the stairs. I got fell in the face. I got stabbed in the stairs.
I fell out of a stab.
My face fell on the knifey steps.
Just stuck me in the face.
The nature of the injuries led police to believe it was a stabbing, the deputy chief said. From a layman's perspective, it took doctors to determine the facial injuries were consistent with the fall down the steps,
okay.
Storzillo said.
Okay, Storzillo, I agree with that.
In addition to the facial injuries, the woman had also had a collapsed lung. She was not expected to regain consciousness for another day or two, Storzillo said.
Wow, that knocked her out good.
I guess so.
Maybe she was over-intoxicated and the fall.
She fell down the steps.
She passed out, fell down the steps. They said, oh, she's been stabbed in the face because obviously she's still unconscious. Or she was.
She ain't talking.
Uh-uh.
Or she's pretending
to be unconscious.
She can't
say I was stabbed.
If you were unconscious and you woke up and you remembered before you opened your eyes that the cops were going to talk to you, you'd pretend to be unconscious for a few more days, wouldn't you?
I doubt it.
I think I would.
I doubt it. I don't know. I don't know that situation. Here's my headline. Headline is Mount Vernon fire captured Wait, no. Mount Vernon fire captain suspended for allegedly exposing rear end to coworker. You can't even moon people anymore without getting in trouble.
That's taxpayers' dollars paying for the therapy.
I remember back in the day, you could moon anybody you wanted.
I don't want to see some other person's bum like
that. You never been mooned? It's funny.
It's not.
I mean, I remember a movie where these three guys mooned the whole nation across television. And
Grease is the word.
That's right. You know, Sandy died in that movie.
No, she didn't.
She died.
I've been telling her about that lately, though, just for fun.
It is true.
Whatever. She didn't die. Would you please? She died, and you know when she flew off in the car?
She is dead.
She was going to the moon.
So no, she
wasn't. The moon landing.
Oh, speaking of that.
With Nessie.
We got a message last week from a fella who sent us a link to a video explaining that the moon landing was for real. And I just would like to say that neither of us say that we didn't go to the moon. We both agree that we landed on the moon.
We just don't both agree that the film was on the moon.
The film is fake, but nonetheless, we did go to the moon. I believe
we
that.
We didn't go to the moon.
You and I didn't yet. No. Who knows? I mean, we've still got a couple years
this
left.
This story is literally three paragraphs long. It's taken like an hour to get it
I just wanted
here.
To say thank you for the video. I am going to watch it. I've got a...
Want you link me?
I will. I think he sent it to us on Facebook.
I don't have a computer.
You liar. You got computers all over your house.
I don't have an email.
Oh, my gosh. Mount Vernon, Ohio. A Mount Vernon fire captain is on a 15-day unpaid suspension after allegedly exposing his rear end to another firefighter at the main fire station in November. It's just, Craig, I don't want to live in a world where you get in so much trouble for mooning people. It's part of American culture. I mean, look at movies. You know, there was a movie where three guys mooned the nation.
We just talked about
that. Oh, yeah, Sandy died. According to records obtained by NBC4, Captain Michael Tarish pulled down his pants.
I think it's Tarish. It's Treesh.
And showed his buttocks near the face of a firefighter who was in the room. That's funny. That's fireman humor. That's good fireman humor.
How's that fireman humor?
This is not the first time he's been reprimanded for illicit behavior.
He's been what?
Reprimanded.
Reprimanded?
For illicit behavior documents show. In 2004, he signed a last chance agreement with the Mount Vernon Fire Department after he was caught mooning a young woman outside a shopping mall in Richland County.
So he got away with his job the first time. Idiot signed a thing saying he would behave and then did it again.
All I'm saying is the reason that story is even in this is because don't get your pants all messed up because somebody moons you. It happens.
It shouldn't happen.
Here we agree. Okay, we're going to disagree to agree on this
hey,
one. Yeah,
this just in. Ohio man sets record for most consecutive days eating at Chipotle.
We're on story number two, and you're already yawning.
Yeah, that's what I do.
How do you think our listener feels?
This comes from Denver.
Wait a minute. It said Ohio man.
I know, but it happened in Denver, apparently. We're going to find out. Not all heroes wear capes, but as it turns out, this one sometimes does. Chipotle Mexican Grill recognizes one of its biggest fans, a Tiffin, Ohio man named Bruce Wayne.
Oh, come on. I don't believe that. Of course, you'd have to be as rich as Bruce Wayne
right,
to eat at Chipotle.
Especially
where
they charge.
Yeah.
Who spent the last 426 days enjoying at least one entree per day from his local Chipotle.
Okay, so maybe it is that Bruce Wayne.
Chipotle commemorated the milestone by presenting Wayne with a custom-made Chipotle. I'm very yawny right now. You brought up a good point. I am yawning very early tonight.
Yes.
You know what that is?
What is it?
Sleepiness.
Were you up late last night? Did you just fly in from Chicago and your arms are tired?
I think I've been up a lot lately, just late. And I'm just tired. And then I got to deal with you, and I'm tired of you. And
today you told me you'd get a headache when you looked
anyway,
at me.
Yeah, that's true. I had a headache, and you said, hope it goes away. And I said, it'll be back when I see you.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to say.
Chipotle commemorated.
Who are you, my wife?
Yeah.
Darn it.
By the way, I dropped something today and in the bathroom. I was getting like ready, and I dropped it. I went, darn it, like that. And Glenna was outside. We can't talk about her, but Glenna was outside the door, and she goes, did I just hear Lori?
Did you say, leave me alone, or I'll poke you with a snake?
Poke you with a snake.
Yeah.
Hey, so.
Whatever. Now you're yawning. Now you're checking your watch. Well, you got a plane to catch? Maybe I'm backwards.
Glenna knew we were talking about her. My watch just went off. Like, hey, you talking about me? Anyway, so they presented him with a superhero cape and cufflinks, a nod to his love of both Batman and burritos.
Well, what if your name is Bruce Wayne?
What the heck do cufflinks have to do with burritos?
I'm sure Bruce Wayne from Batman had a lot of cufflinks.
But what does it have to do with burritos?
Nothing.
Chipotle will also reinvest his dollars spent over the course of his journey in a monetary donation to a nonprofit of his choice. Well, that's nice. So essentially, the guy spent $4 billion, and they're going to take that money and give it away.
Give it away. Now, that always upsets me. I mean, it's nice for his, okay, we're going to give it to a nonprofit. What if he says, okay, me, I need the money?
He's not a nonprofit. He'd have to go file for the number.
See? Why don't they just say,
you know what bugs me?
What?
You will not shut up so I can read this.
I'm very talkative lately.
Wayne began the self-started challenge on October 30th, 2016, after learning of Chipotle's plans to open a brand new location in Tiffin. He conducted research about Chipotle and learned about a fellow fan who had ultimately consumed Chipotle for 425 days and maintained his fitness goals. Yeah, fitting everything into his mouth. Wayne then set out.
I'm fitting to eat this burrito.
Fitting to eat every one of these burritos. Wayne then set out to become the new record holder. Day after day, we're committed to serving our customers the most delicious real ingredients we can find. It's great to see a customer like Bruce is as committed to us as we are to him.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he got that, what was it, salmonella? They were Chipotle, all that bad news last year?
That was Chris Arnold, communications director at Chipotle. While this night might not be everybody's New Year's resolution for 2018, it certainly shows that our menu of real and fresh ingredients that we nickel and dime you over offer something for everyone, even superheroes. They do. They nickel and dime you on everything.
Boy, they do. You got to pay for your straws.
Tell me something. Yeah, all right, that'd be funny. It's coming. Don't get
yeah,
my ideas.
Yeah.
So, what is the deal with places like that charging you? I want guacamole. They go, well, it's extra.
Yeah.
What guacamoles are two for a dollar.
Or avocados.
What did I just say?
Guacamoles.
Oh, sorry. Avocados. I'm tired. I'm yawning.
That's a good price on avocados.
Here's the thing. Avocados, you can go to the Dollar General store. You can go to, like, a lot of times the Kroger, even the Walmarts. Most of the time you get avocados for like two for, okay, now stick with me on this.
Okay, go ahead.
That's only one ingredient.
Yes.
In the avocados.
Yeah.
The amount they
make. In the guacamole.
In the guacamole. The amount that they make.
Yes.
And you're trying to charge me extra. Yeah. It's like, so you'll slather on sour cream until I vomit.
Oh, and that's good.
I know. But what? What the heck?
Well, guacamole is expensive.
It's not, though.
It really is.
No, it is not. We make it at home.
Maybe you should take it with you next time you go.
My point is, it is not that expensive that they cannot include that.
I'll tell you what's expensive.
You go to California, avocados are just lying in people's yards.
Last week, we bump into each other at the grocery store often, you and I,
usually,
because we live in the same
small
town. So we're at the ice cream section, and I'm like, I was going to get some Bluebell.
And you didn't know how many quarts were in a gallon.
It's $7.99 for half gallon.
Yeah.
And you brought it up to me that, hey, that's the same price as two of these, which will be less ice cream.
Yes.
So I got it. But I went to the other store a couple miles down the road.
Yeah.
$5.99.
Well, they run sales all the time on Bluebell.
This was not on sale. Regular price.
Well, I mean, we talk about the Walmarts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they...
$2 cheaper.
Yeah, it just depends. Well, it's also the Walmarts. It probably has plastic filling in it. But the thing is, yeah, they got the ice cream that doesn't melt.
Here's
but,
another thing.
But you will find good deals on Bluebell. There are...
So, the flavor that I bought at Kroger was chocolate-covered almonds and marshmallow.
Mm, it's called Rocky Road.
That's right. That's what I thought. It's Bluebell, chocolate-covered almonds, and marshmallow.
It's essentially Rocky Road. It's not
Walmart's day. I bought Rocky Road Bluebell. What's the difference?
Same packaging and everything?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know who's got good Rocky Road? My favorite Rocky Road?
Bluebell.
No. I actually like it better than that. Turkey Hill.
Turkey Hill's really good.
Turkey Hill's got a disgusting...
It's a Kroger company.
To me, it's got a disgusting name for ice cream.
Turkey Hill.
Turkey Hill does not sound like a thing I want to eat.
You know, I might eat some turkey ice cream. Why not?
Turkey Hill ice cream is great.
Oh, it's the best.
It really... Yeah. Nah, well, I mean...
Well,
it is good. It is good. Where did we go wrong with this story?
We're way off
track. We're talking about Chipotle.
What happened?
Anyway, after having consumed his record-breaking order, Wayne said he has no immediate plans to stop. His entire journey is documented on his personal Instagram account, which nobody knows.
I'm not saying it.
Including daily photos of his order.
It's probably called something like, I am Batman.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And accompanying receipt. Like, I want to see his receipt.
All right, my turn.
Keep your receipt to yourself.
Okay, I don't know if this is necessary or not, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Missed this one.
Hadn't heard it in a while.
I missed Fecal Surprise, too, but you won't ever play it.
I don't have it.
You need to get it again.
Headline is Butsy. Banksy-style street artists craft cigarette butt-based assemblages. Working to raise awareness of litter, Buttsy builds sculptural collages out of found objects with a strong emphasis on some of the most exotic offenders' cigarette butts.
The most what?
Exotic.
That's
or
not
toxic,
what it
toxic,
says.
Toxic, the most toxic offenders' cigarette butts. How? I've even seen cops flick cigarette butts out their window.
Why is that not illegal?
It is. It's littering.
It's littering. It's not.
Yes.
It's
I don't understand it. Now, I think smoking is about half what it used to be. When you and I were growing up, everybody smoked. I mean, doctors.
I didn't.
You know, whatever.
You remember the ashtrays that would be right outside the door of department stores?
Yes, yes.
Even in the mall.
Some of them would be inside the stores themselves next to chairs. You smoke anywhere. Anyway, cigarette butts are litter.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple. Like Banksy, he works quietly and invisibly in the night. They seem small, but butts create over 1.5 billion pounds of trash a year. I wonder if that's the same, because, you know,
if only automobile manufacturers would include a little container in your car.
Yeah, and that way when it gets full, you can just throw it out the window.
Yeah.
And while society has gotten better about shaming those who toss them on the street, which you and I just did, we could still do more. To that end, Buttsy has begun shaping butts out of butts, as it were. A lot of my friends and people who work in my industry, which is advertising, they smoke.
Oh, I thought there was like an industry of butt sculptures.
And they just leave their butts everywhere. Landon Beamer, a.k.a. Buttsy, told the City Pages, I think that for some reason they don't see it as trash, but I've been very aware of it. I have too.
Desensitized.
It bothers me.
They've been desensitized. Yeah. It's part of...
Maybe it goes back to the cowboy days before filters, because if you threw a cigarette butt out,
it'd burn
then,
up
it'd
or burn,
burn
the
up.
Whole prairie.
Something. Yeah, something. That's why I decided to find a way to make people look at their butts differently. Based in Minnesota, Beamer has put out dozens of works around the Twin Cities, tying into different pop culture themes and using what he finds along the way. He's also lived in Boston and Seattle and is considering taking his projects on the road. And anywhere he goes, they're sure to be butts, to be made butts out of.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
You're
quick on that one.
Been a long time since we heard this theme.
He's a Russian. Get the moose and squirrel.
I don't know what you were talking about.
He didn't know what you were talking about. Moose and squirrel. You going to read the headline?
Who didn't know?
The guy.
Well, he should know.
He just said, I don't
That's
know what
Russian people
about.
Say. They got Rocky and Bullwinkle running around Russia, and they go, get the moose and squirrel.
I'm just telling you what he said.
They weren't actually in Russia. I guess those guys were spies. But
they were Canada, weren't they? Yes. Rocky
that
and Bullwinkle.
That was Dudley Do Right. Well, they might have been.
Yeah, they were Canada.
I don't know. It's Jay Ward. He was nutty. He was great. I love Jay Ward.
Goofball.
Police. Oh, this just in. Police arrest suspect in Perekstorka.
Perekstorka.
Perekstorka. Rucka. Rada rada. Rada rada.
Perekstorka. Perekstorka.
Police arrest suspect there.
In Russia.
In Russia. In bombings thanks to flash drive in sausage.
Well, don't put your flash drive in sausage.
But it smells good, though.
But I bet that ruins it.
The police was able.
That's
was this
Russian.
Written, was this written in Tennessee?
It's translated.
The police was able. I seen that car.
I done seen it.
I seen the guy you're looking for.
You just met him.
Just bagged on our own, like, spot
poking
here.
Fun. Poking fun.
Poking with a snake.
Stereotypes. They're funny.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I see that bad use of the English language. English.
I got a mushroom crowd for you. Mushroom crowd.
The police were able to identify the suspect in the St. Petersburg bombing thanks to a flash drive found in a sausage at the crime scene, according to Fontanka. The flash drive contained a bomb design and threats towards the Deer Center, or is it the Derriere Center?
That's Deer the last
Center.
Story.
Offering health and prosperity workshops, the publication reports. The police managed to discover what model of a smartphone was used to take the photo and then the owner of the phone. It is worth mentioning that the flash drive with the same content was found in Dare. Deer.
Found in Dare.
Found in Dare.
Where'd you find it? In
oh,
Dare.
Oh, I found it in Dare. It's worth mentioning that the flash drive with the same content was found in Dare. However, it was not specified how and when. 35-year-old St. Petersburg resident Dmitry Lukyanenko.
My name is Lukyanenko.
Was arrested on suspicion of being involved with the bombing, according to the earlier media reports. The arrestee is a drug addict and a member of the New Age occult movement, according to some reports.
Scientology.
Could be a different new age occult. No, occult, not cult. Occult.
Oh, my bad.
When questioned, he said that he attended Deer's workshops there over there and decided to set off a bomb to protest what he was told there, according to Fontanka. The arrestee was registered with a mental hospital and was asocial.
Yeah.
TASS reports. Who's TASS? I don't know. She was
here. They're a reporter.
She left a minute ago.
Yeah.
To recall, the bomb was detonated in the supermarket on the Kondratievsky Avenue. Kondratievsky Avenue.
Very good.
On the evening. If I do it with the voice, maybe it helps.
It does help.
Let me try. To recall, the bomb was detonated in the Paradisestok. So you just kind of mumble it at times.
That's a supermarket.
Paradisestok supermarket on the Kondratievsky Avenue on the evening of December 27th. 18 people were wounded. The bomb was homemade and was equivalent to 200 grams of TNT. That's a lot.
That's probably a lot of TNT. Dynamite.
TNT.
I'll win the fight.
Forensic specialists say it was hidden in a storage locker.
So the weird thing here is hid his flash drive in a sausage, or was it just Denny's new mascot?
It could have been. Yeah, that guy's looking for work.
Maybe
now.
He said, here, hold this.
That guy's looking for work.
And I heard he was in St. Petersburg.
And he swallowed it. And that's why the sausage guy had it. He was in it because he swallowed it.
Then the bomb went off.
I got it.
And 18 people or something. I don't know. Headline is Pepsi machine reunited with owner 3 months after being found in a NB potato field.
Feels so good. Because they were reunited.
Yeah. The owner of a Pepsi vending machine that was found in a potato field near Grand Falls in September has been found.
Now what do? You're in the middle of the potato field. You're thirsty.
Darn, I wish there was a Pepsi machine
here. Somehow it's plugged in.
I don't like Pepsi.
I don't either. Somehow it's plugged in. I like their one product. I like Diet Mountain Dew.
I don't like diet anything. That stuff will kill you.
Whatever.
It's terrible. New Brunswick RCMP.
I can't breathe.
Every time I hear a New Brunswick, it makes me want to go bowling. Said the machine was recovered on September 29th from the potato field off Michaud Road.
That's with an A, potato.
Police said attempts to locate the owner initially were unsuccessful, and they did not have reports of the machine being missing or stolen.
Missing.
However, in a news release Thursday, St. Leonard RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, said the machine had been stolen from a business in the Grand Falls area earlier that year. The investigation has now been turned over to the Grand Falls Police Force. We were just talking about how cold it was, right?
It's very cold.
It's so cold. How cold is it?
Currently?
No.
15 degrees.
It's so cold.
Oh, how cold is it?
Yeah.
You didn't have a joke.
It's so cold.
Shut up.
The penguins aren't allowed out.
Don't talk. This just in.
Go.
It's so cold in Calgary, it's too chilly for penguins at the Calgary Zoo.
That's when you know it's too cold. When the penguins say, we're going in.
Yeah, we're done.
I'm taking this tux off and getting in the tub.
Conversation overheard at the Calgary Zoo on Friday. It was so cold in Calgary.
How cold was it?
The penguins weren't allowed out. That's not funny at all.
What kind of joke is that?
It's true. If you wanted to see penguin in action, If you wanted to see penguins in action on Friday, the only place to do so was in their indoor enclosure. With temperatures of negative 25 degrees Celsius in Calgary on Friday afternoon and an extreme cold warning in effect from Environment Canada, zoo staff determined that it was safer for the animals to be kept inside.
Well, what about the penguins that live like in the North Pole? They have nowhere to go in, and they survive just fine, I guess. Well, I don't know. Maybe they freeze. I don't know.
Maybe.
I've never been to the North Pole.
I don't know. Anyway, on cold days like this, we have to make choice for them because it's so cold, eh? But on another days, we do give them the option of coming in and out as they please, eh?
Penguins coming in the house.
Said Larissa Mark.
I'll take off, eh?
Manager of communication with Calgary Zoo. You did take off, eh?
Yeah, take off beauty. Okay, let's stick with the cold news.
Let's give the penguin some beer, eh?
More cold news. Headline is, frigid temperatures spur cancellation of the polar bear plunges in New Jersey.
How do people not die from this?
I don't know, but it'll
like it. Wake you up.
Sure it will. Polar bear plunges planned in two southern New Jersey towns on New Year's Day have been canceled because organizers think it'll be too cold outside. Officials say that events organizers recently contacted them with concerns about the safety of participants who would be jumping into the Atlantic Ocean. They noted that the forecast calls for a high around 20 degrees on Monday, while water temperature will likely be in the mid negative 40s or the mid 40s?
40s.
There's a negative there. I just, yeah.
It's mid
dash. It's a dash. 40s. Yes, mid 40s. City officials agree that the event should be postponed, saying they would rather err on the side of safety.
But they let people, old people, jump into cold, frigid water.
And I've got to think, it's been colder before. You know what this is?
Safety does not seem like
what this
like,
is the,
like job one for these guys.
This
right?
is more softening of America. You know, we're losing our edge. Everybody's getting wimpy, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're not even jumping into icy cold Atlantic oceans.
Back in my day, we would jump into the icy cold without even a second thought.
We had to break the ice first.
We had to break with our teeth.
Yeah, and we liked it.
Yeah.
I want that hat, by the way. Can I have your hat?
No.
It's the same hat you had on two episodes ago.
I've already sweated in it and got it in
the I wash it. That's a nice hat.
Can we go buy you
it's
one
the kind
of
these? Yeah, I do, actually.
Find out how much these are. Go ahead and keep talking for a minute.
That's your story, though.
Okay, fine. I'll look in a minute when you're babbling on about something stupid. This just in. Wait.
This is the Nessie story we've been teasing. Right.
Could freaky head that... That's not my story. I just read the... Oh, yeah, it is my story. Could freaky head that pokes from an Albanian lake spark a rush to view the new Nessie?
No, no. It's not the new Nessie. It's the old Nessie who is on vacation in Greece.
Okay.
Yeah.
A central... Forget... Her climate, what she needs to live
Forget
in,
it.
Any of that.
Yeah,
she's all...
You know what? Because she's not wimping out like us.
That's true.
She'd jump in the water.
A Central European version of the Loch Ness Monster has been caught on camera. The creature was filmed in the Albanian section of the Great Prespa Lake, which is shared by the Albanian... shared by Albania, Greece, and Macedonia. A previous video said to show the monster was filmed in the Greek section of the lake near the village of Nivika 5 years ago. The new footage... sparked an investigation by a party of journalists who were led on a tour of the lakeside by retired geography professor Sima Janowski.
Sima
Janowski.
My name is Sima.
However,
don't clear your throat at me.
They failed to see any further sign of the monster in the area where it was seen.
That's because Nessie realized she had been captured on footage.
Near the Albanian tourist village of Pretor, or Predator.
Predatoria.
Anyway, while many locals believe the legend of the monster of the lake, others think it's a giant catfish.
I think I could tell.
Mr. Janowski, a non-believer who... But what do we say? Religious beliefs. What do we... He's a non-believer.
Shun him.
Who became the first man to swim across the lake back in 1970, said, "I remember when the ship sank in Albania near Maligrad. A lot of children drowned in Prespa Lake."
Well, that's a great memory there, Mr. Janowski.
"Then they found out that the divers who searched for them saw great catfish. They were so scared that they stopped the search."
He's like, "Oh, a lot of children drowned. But hey, we found some great catfish."
That's what he said, that those children had... But did you know I swam across that in 1970?
All right, Craig. It's no secret that you and I both are married to wonderful, beautiful women. But we used to date, not each other. I don't want that to come across. But in your dating days, what's the worst date you ever had?
Let's see.
You should know. I mean, this should be something stuck in your memory.
I had like mediocre dates.
I'll go ahead and save you.
I don't think
you.
I really had any that weren't expected to be the way they were. Like my one and only blind date was kind of weird. And then
she have her dog with her?
Yeah, I got it. Took me a second. I'll slow the uptake. And then I had another one that I just really was interested, but I think I was having to play game show host because she didn't talk a lot, and it just unnerved her because she wouldn't talk a lot, and I'm like always on.
Yeah.
And it just didn't last long. But nothing like I went out and she smelled like soup.
On a first date with a young lady I was very excited about seeing, I totaled a car with her sitting next to me. So that was anyway, but nothing like this next guy we're about to talk about, because headline is his date wrecked $300,000 in famous art and then hid in his house.
Yeah. I could have sworn we've gone over this one already.
We have not, but we're about to. The bad news is that the Warhols got the worst of it.
This is true.
The good news is that the Monet made it out unharmed. This guy has some serious art. Lindy Lou Lehman. Oh, Lindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah. Age 29 has been charged with criminal mischief in Houston, Texas, after prosecutors say her first date with Anthony Busby, a prominent Texas attorney.
All that money, and he couldn't change the last name.
She had to outfind this crazy. That's all it could be.
Yeah.
You know, a prominent Texas attorney and collector of fine arts took a turn for the destructive on December 23rd. Layman destroyed three original paintings and two abstract sculptures at Busby's 12,000.
Well, the abstract sculptures weren't hurt. They still look like crap.
12,000 square foot mansion that evening, according to a criminal complaint.
What does somebody do with 12,000?
I have a hard enough time with my 1,200 square feet.
That's true.
Leaving at just leaving at least $300,000 in damage, she tore the paintings off the wall, poured liquid on them, and threw sculptures across the room. Two of the paintings were by Andy Warhol, which, you know what, I'm going to say that's not a huge loss. You probably just go down and reorder a couple more.
Yeah.
She also pulled a Renoir and a Monet off the wall. Now we're getting serious. Yeah. Luckily, those weren't damaged. During their date, when the pair returned to Busby's home, Layman seemed too intoxicated, Busby told police. But when Busby called his date an Uber.
You're an Uber.
To take her home, she hid in his house and wouldn't leave. She really liked it. She said, this is much better in my apartment.
You got 12,000 feet. Can I just have like a few of them?
Give me just a few. Then Busby called Layman a second Uber. The first one got tired of waiting. Prosecutor said in court on December 27th. That didn't work either. Layman acted aggressively toward the driver, prosecutors say, then went back into the attorney's home yelling, I'm not leaving. Craig, try to make me. Craig. At that point,
I don't live in a 12,000
square. The destruction of Busby's collection of famous art began. Whew. Can you imagine this poor guy watching her go through his house?
Just tearing it down.
As prosecutor said, Layman
poured. The good news is he could pay somebody to come fix everything.
She poured red wine on the pieces, tore paintings
red,
off.
Red wine?
Yes, on the pieces, and tore paintings off the walls, tossed art across the room.
Art? What the heck did he do? I'm just here to pick up something.
Arthur does as he pleases. It's not the first time I've had guests at a party of mine over something. Over a drink, Busby told Texas lawyer. Most leave when you ask them to. She did not. Layman was released from jail on $30,000 bond, according to court records, and her address is listed in Dallas, in case you want to go rip. I bet she's got like Velvet Elvises or something, dogs playing poker on her walls.
So she's got cool paintings.
Yeah, she's got stuff like
basically.
You and I like.
Hey, this just in.
Wait a minute. We got to do this.
There is a rabbit with a pancake on his head.
Two Russian stories, and we haven't had a Russian story
in
an
episode. Both.
Yes. How weird. Oh, wait.
This story has everything.
It's a big story.
This just in. Russian artist makes huge sculptures out of animal farm poo. Villagers love it. Mikhail Bosovoz. Mikhail B., who is a farmer, gets his inspiration to create his poo sculptures from the Chinese calendar.
I wonder if any of the sculptures tossed in the previous story were made of poo. I doubt it.
I doubt it. Yeah. I doubt it. An artist has made a massive chicken out of frozen poo to celebrate the Chinese New Year of the rooster.
This my frozen poo chicken.
Mikhail Bopovzov is the farmer behind the unusual creation in the village of Ulba.
If you look under it, there's a frozen poo egg.
Shut up. I'm trying to read my story
it's
over here.
It's an egg made of frozen poo.
In northeastern Russia's Sakha Republic.
That's some people that buy this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you, Sakha.
His giant rooster measures 11.5 feet tall.
That's a big old piece of poo.
It is nearly 14 feet long. That's a lot of poo. The sculptor claims that it is sturdy enough to support the weight of an adult man.
No, thank you.
Residents of the isolated village have been taking selfies of themselves
holding
with
their
new
nose.
Addition to their community. What is that? Or go back to drinking more vodka?
I think I take the vodka.
Yeah.
Headline is Zimbabwe family.
Your art is crap.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to buy? Giant rooster. Zimbabwean.
Thank you very much.
Family stuck in Bangkok airport for 2 months.
That was a Tom Hanks movie, wasn't it?
They talk about that in this. A Zimbabwean family has been stranded in Bangkok's main airport for 2 months. Actually, it's more than that. Thai immigration officials said the family of four adults and four children have been trying to leave Thailand since the end of October, but were left stuck at the airport because of visa irregularities. They arrived in Thailand on tourist visas in May, and officials said they were now refusing to travel back to Zimbabwe because of concerns about political tensions. The family's situation has been compared to the Hollywood film The Terminal, where Tom Hanks plays a man marooned in a New York airport.
Was that he was actually the color maroon?
Or? Terrible movie.
I've not watched it.
It was one that it started 30 minutes in. I'm like, I know how this is going to end. Can we just fast forward or something?
Yeah, I don't.
The family had overstayed their visas in Thailand by 5 months, according to the Bangkok Post. They were detained at the airport after they refused to go back to Zimbabwe. We're not going. Oh, wait, that's the Russian guy again. That's the wrong story.
Wrong story, wrong country.
How do they talk, do you think?
Maybe. You know what? That's not making fun of anybody. That's awesome. If you can talk with code like that.
Clicks? Yes. But on November 7th, they bought tickets to Spain via Ukraine. You probably just cussed somebody out over there in Zimbabwe.
I genuinely think that is so cool.
It makes us go... It makes me think of the gods must be crazy. They only made it to the Ukraine before
they... It makes
they,
you think the god, that God must be crazy?
No. The gods must
the
be
movie,
crazy.
The movie Gods Must Be Crazy.
Fantastic movie. They only made it to the Ukraine before they went back to Thailand because they did not have the correct visas. Oh, they had their MasterCards. That's their mistake.
Well, Discover. They didn't take Discover.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. They weren't allowed to re-enter Thailand and were again detained at the international airport.
No. Where?
The Suvarnabhumi International Airport.
Yeah, speaking of Tom Hanks, you know, we were talking about recently, was it the last episode? We're talking about the new Jumanji movie.
Yes.
And you're a fan of Fargo.
Well, love it.
Colin Hanks, his son, shows up in the new Jumanji movie.
Nice, yeah.
Which I
looks a lot like him, by the way. If you look at it.
Oh, no, he does.
Yeah.
Like after I told E that was him, he goes, I thought he looked like Tom Hanks.
You know who Tom Hanks would play perfectly in a movie?
Tom Hanks?
No, he would play Neil Peart from Rush.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. Looks just like him.
Who could play Geddy Lee?
Oh.
You got to find somebody who could go.
Some real old woman?
Yeah. Oh, Kevin Cronin.
Sorry, Kevin.
Like he listens.
Take it on the run, would you?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm going to keep on loving you.
That just is out. That's just kind of awkward now, isn't it? I don't even know how to even
talk about the rain.
Take me to Florida. In Florida, I went desert. Falling iguana. Is he an Indian?
He owns a casino.
Chief Falling Iguana crashes down on Florida man. That was a dad joke. My dad, we'd always go by someplace that said Falling Rock.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it's Chief Falling Rock.
My dad joke was we'd drive past a cemetery and he'd always say,
you know people are dead in there?
People are dying to get in there.
Or, yeah. You know people are dead in there? All of them.
No, he didn't do that one. He said, oh, people are dying to get in there.
Anywho. Hey,
that's
so
good
now
stuff.
Now we've offended everybody. I love the Native American people.
And I would always reply, Dad, your jokes are killing me.
That's another. We were talking a minute ago about how much I loved a minute ago? I love the clicks and the pops when people talk.
Sure.
I love the Native American people.
I love Arby's.
They got railroaded.
Roast beef.
I love those people. They got so railroaded by us. Not us, but like Arby's, what are you talking about?
You were talking about your list of stuff you love.
I was talking about we just made reference like a bad Indian thing, like, you know, Falling Iguana, Falling Rock. I wasn't making fun of people. I really like
a roast beef sandwich.
I like their smokehouse sandwiches.
See, Lori got one of their turkey sandwiches last week. She's really fond of that.
Get the one that's got
I go to Arby's, I get roast beef, period. That's
stupid.
It.
Get the roast, the smokehouse ones.
No.
They're so good.
No, I want to. You know what I get? I get a super.
This is why you've never made it any further, okay? Because
not even on the menu anymore, but they still make
you
it.
You don't even, this way you don't make it any further, because you can't, you only see television.
I know what I like, okay? I like an Arby's roast beef sandwich.
All right,
I love Arby's.
If you like plastic meat, go ahead. Anyway, falling iguana crashes down on Florida man's windshield.
Oh, yeah, we have a story, don't we?
Yeah, right. A Florida man driving home from work received a fright when a large iguana seemingly fell out of the sky and came crashing down on his windshield. But it was a bird again, wasn't it?
No. It was an iguana. Didn't you read the headline?
No, that bird had him and dropped him, maybe, like the fish that time, hit the lady in the face. Dan Palma. A photojournalist with WPLG-TV told the station he was driving home Thursday in Davie, when his windshield was cracked by a falling object that he soon realized was alive, at least for a couple more minutes. Palma shared photos and video of the iguana that apparently fell out of a tree and cracked his windshield.
That's a big
iguana. He said the lizard, which was apparently uninjured, crawled over his vehicle for about a half hour waiting to kick the guy's butt if he stepped out of the car.
Come on.
I take you on now.
No, lizards have Mexican accents.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they
That's
all do.
Racist.
He said, hey, come on, man.
Did you ever see...
We were talking Cheech and Chong.
Rango?
No. Did he have Mexican? No, that was...
Rango was Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
but
Johnny
it just
Depp.
Reminds me of all that for some reason. And that's a strangely good movie.
The best thing...
It's weird.
Well, Johnny Depp was in the Agatha Christie movie we saw recently.
I saw it was great.
Did you like the movie?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part was Johnny Depp died like half the 30
Why
minutes
would you
in.
Tell somebody that? Why did you ruin the movie? You know what we saw?
It's been out forever. You should have seen it.
So we saw Star Wars with this movie pass thing we always talk about. We saw Star Wars. We saw...
Did you see Downsizing?
I don't want to see that.
What is wrong with
you? Can I finish? This is my story about what I saw. So I saw Star Wars. I saw Jumanji. But you know what we saw? Greatest Showman.
How'd you like?
Fan.
You were not looking forward to
it.
I
was not.
No. I want to see it.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. And we've got MoviePass, too. It's just I work constantly.
It is
fantastic. I'm packing boxes. You know what? That's why I've been talking so much these last few episodes. I'm in my station 175 hours a week at my job, not talking to anybody. So when I see you, no boxes around.
Can't you go home and talk to your wife?
No, I'm too tired. But I go. Here's what I do. I go home, I climb into bed, I get up.
I want to talk about the lizard. Can I talk about the lizard?
That's the accent right there.
Can I talk about the lizard? Iguanas are known to turn up in unexpected and inconvenient places in Florida, including residence toilets, in outdoor seating areas of restaurants, in the middle of professional tennis matches.
I'd like to just see those pictures.
I really hurt my throat.
Is the Mark Pat top 10? Top 10 most annoying things in life. That's funny, but I'll say Aaron.
Nah, I knew that was coming.
Number 10.
Wait a second. This is from the top10s.com.
We don't care. We don't
That's the ones voted on by regular Joes like you and me.
Okay.
So hey, anybody.
Do you get paid to say it that
no,
way?
No, it's just I want you to know that this is
okay,
like
top
people 10 voting.
Most annoying things in life.
Right.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Slow internet connection. We are so spoiled, aren't we?
That is annoying, though.
It is annoying, especially when you depend on it.
Number 9. Email spam.
And when I say depend on it, I mean your job or something.
I had to say email because spam's not annoying. It's nasty. It's spiced meat.
Yeah, I told you that.
Yeah,
spiced ham. Number 8.
Yeah.
Top 10 of most annoying things in life. Screaming babies.
Really?
I've had a few here lately in theaters, and I want to turn around and say, look.
You don't take a baby to a movie. That's a foul.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you don't take a movie. You don't take a movie to a baby either. No, you don't take a baby. You don't take a baby to a movie. And it start crying, and you not get up immediately. And
no,
walk.
You don't take a baby to a movie.
But you walk out.
Period.
Okay.
Don't take your. Don't get me started.
Top 10 most annoying things in life.
Number 7, racist.
Okay. All right. I was kind of expecting a little more out of this list, but okay.
Yeah.
Number 6. This is one of mine.
Yes, it is.
People who walk really slow in front of you.
Or
I
want to
shove them.
Or drive really slow in front of you. Number 5, terrorist. Yeah, they're pretty annoying.
Number 4, Justin Bieber.
Where's number 3, Craig? What happened to 3?
You're right.
3 is missing.
I'm going to fill it in.
Okay, number 3.
I got number 3. Ready?
Go.
No. Keep going. I've got a number 1 that's better than the first
one. Okay, number 3, people who smoke.
No, not number 3.
No,
oh,
yeah,
you're
going
to renumber
number
them.
Number 3, people who smoke around others.
Okay, number 2. Mosquitoes.
Sure. They're annoying.
And number 1, which I'm going to add, which is worse than mosquitoes, houseflies.
I don't have those.
What's weird?
But you've got that assault rifle.
I just got it. The flies aren't out yet.
We don't have any flies.
You need to clarify what you mean by that. Assault rifle.
Isn't that what it's called?
It's called assault or something. It's a plastic gun you fill with table salt.
Yeah.
And it blasts like a shotgun, salt.
It looks pretty awesome.
It is cool. So it kills flies that way, so you can aim at them.
They're not going to be annoying this summer for you, buddy.
You're going to have salt, my house is going to look like a salt mine.
you're going to be a hunter.
I hate house flies.
Yeah.
One of my number 1 pet peeves.
You know, I've seen a house fly.
You've seen one?
I've seen an elephant fly, too.
You believe a man can fly?
I've seen a horse fly.
Your jokes don't fly. You're one of those stupid people, aren't you? Much love to the Sash.
We'll see you guys on Friday. Stick around. Tell your friends to
Please
listen to
Weird. Tell your friends for the love of all that's good.
Leave us a review. Please.
You got to pay the rent.
Subscribe.
Something.
Help us.
Write your congressman. Listen.
Hey, Craig.
What?
What's a pirate's favorite band? REO Speedwagon.
Nobody likes that joke. We need to bring Alexa in here and let her tell jokes.